This is episode number 23 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, March 6, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's Oscars week!
Yeah! I don't know how good that is.
I'm not going to watch it.
You're going to watch
it. But we know me.
Well, we're not going to walk in here Monday without some story to tell about the Oscars.
I'll remind everyone that I've had my Oscar speech written since I was like 9 years old.
Occupational hazard of doing this show.
What?
Having to watch the Oscars.
Oh.
We have to.
That's what clips are for.
I got it, but we got to at least watch the clips before we come in here.
No, we'll watch it. I know that I'll watch
You'll
it.
You'll watch it.
I'll have the sound down for part of it.
Bradley Cooper's going to be on. Come on.
What, the Susan Lucci of the Oscars?
Yeah. Poor Bradley. Jeepers.
Remember the 2014 Oscars?
No.
When Ellen DeGeneres took the most star-studded selfie ever? Remember that?
I remember that.
Yes, it's been 10 years.
Holy.
And I know, right?
Crazy, 10 years.
And in those 10 years, bad things have happened to most of the people in the photo.
Oh, really?
Most of them, just a lot of them. So the New York Post is asking if it's cursed, like a Madden cover.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
You be the judge. Here's a list of the carnage.
All right.
Ellen.
Well, that's...
Ellen herself.
Top drawer.
Called out in a 2020 article for a toxic work environment on her show.
Yes, we know.
That she ended in 2022.
Yep.
I think partly because of that.
Might be the first curse.
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, number two.
Where do we start?
We don't need to. We know.
We don't. Yeah. And Brangelina.
Brangelina, number three.
Yep, 2016 divorce.
And yeah.
Boy, did it get ugly.
It's still ugly. It's still ugly.
Meryl Streep separated from her husband, Don Gummer, in 2017.
Oh, that's right.
After almost 40 years together.
Is that crazy?
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, we were just talking about Brad.
He was he was in the picture.
He was in the picture. Yes. I remember that.
Nominated for an Oscar that night, didn't win.
No.
Now, since that time... He's lost seven more.
Jeez, he has, hasn't he?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Now, he's nominated for three this year.
Yeah, for
three.
Maestro.
For Maestro. So, we'll see. If he gets shut out for all three, he'll be 0 for 12.
It's the nose, man.
0 for 11 since the selfie.
Wow. Wow.
So, that's why I'm saying the Susan Lucci
of the Oscars. Man.
My question really, though, is did he have any nominations before the photo?
Yeah. Yeah. He was nominated the year before. I forget for what.
That's what I thought.
2013, yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
He's been around.
Jared Leto.
He won that night.
He did win an Oscar that year for Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, I remember that.
But since then, he's played the most universally hated Joker in Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I know. Nobody liked him. Yeah.
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, that's right, she was there.
Since 2014, her film career has been pretty underwhelming.
Yeah, true.
She did play Smurf Willow in Smurfs, The Lost Village. I happen to have liked her in George's movie.
There you go, yeah. She's also of an age where Hollywood is not kind to women. You know,
true.
She's going to have to wait till she's a grandma, you know, and get Betty White status to really.
Well, she has that one that is it Netflix, I think. It's on my thing to watch. I need to watch it.
Oh, yeah. She's got a Netflix show.
I can't remember what it's called.
I don't either.
But I see the previews all the time. It's like, I got to watch that.
Yeah.
Because it looks really good.
Yep.
All right. So the remaining people in the selfie, Jennifer Lawrence, Channing Tatum, Lupita Nyong'o, and her brother Peter. They seem to be doing okay for now. I mean, Channing Tatum.
For now.
Did he get divorced before or after that?
Oh, I don't know. That's true. After.
It was after.
I'm sure it was
so
after
he did
that.
Get divorced. However, he's moved on to...
Jay Law has had really no luck since
she
did her last
movie. She's got a little baby.
She's got a baby, yeah.
She's done some stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there
you
go.
There you go. Well, this Sunday will, of course, be full of surprises, as every Oscar night is.
So, for our Friday show, we'll give our predictions.
Okay. Sounds good.
Kate Winslet wishes intimacy coordinators were around during the early days of her career. She says it would have been nice to have someone in her corner because she always had to stand up for herself.
Oh.
Yeah, and I would agree with that.
I didn't even know about intimacy coaches. Coordinators until recently.
Our coordinators, yeah.
In the coaches. Last couple of years, you see them on Instagram, and they're showing the little strips of fabric they paste over people's genitals.
Yeah.
They're on set. That one lady, uh-huh. She really explains it well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I forget what her name is, but she's an intimacy coordinator. She holds up what looks like a little cloth female pad, and that's the little strip that goes over a woman's genitals.
And what about man? Is it like tape?
It's the same kind of thing. It's all kind of a self-adhesive thing. Yeah. Check it out. Yeah. Look it up. Intimacy coordinators. And now they're on every set.
I think for women especially.
Yeah.
Even for men too, but for women especially, I think it's good to have them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. For exactly why Kate was saying what she said.
Well, and Kate said, like, she would say, I don't like that camera angle. I don't want to stand here full frontal nude.
Yeah, right.
I don't want this many people in the room.
Yeah.
I want my dressing gown to be closer. Yeah, closed, right. You know, right. little things like that.
Yeah.
And so now they have someone who actually...
Here's the deal.
They're more like an advocate for the nude people.
Just make yourself a huge
nude
star.
Nude advocate. That's what they could call themselves.
No, you just make yourself a huge star, and then you tell them no nudity. That's the deal.
Well, there's that.
And then there's body doubles.
Her new show looks good, too.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. Singapore made a deal with Taylor Swift to be the exclusive Southeast Asian stop on her Eras tour. And other nations in the region are mad that they're missing out on the economic boost that her concerts bring.
Billions of dollars. Billions of dollars.
I'd probably be a little bit upset, too. And I'm surprised they would make a deal like that. But...
Well, no. Deals like that are made all the time.
That's true. And Taylor didn't go make that. I mean, people
no, no, her
to
people,
do this.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Now, except for Thailand. They called it a good business idea and said they can learn from it. Singapore didn't get Taylor's best on Monday night either. Witnesses say she was struggling through some sort of illness. I guess she was coughing.
No, really?
Oh, no. Taylor Swift got sick. It happens.
Imagine
she's
that.
Human. And if she feels it was affected, she'll go back and give him another show. Because I bet you dollar to donut.
We'll see.
Hey, Jelly Roll seems like a pretty laid-back guy.
Yeah.
He does. He is awesome. He's a really awesome person.
Incredibly talented.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, over the weekend, he got into a Twitter war with a woman who said that she could never listen to his music.
Oh, my God.
Because of his name.
Was her name Karen?
I was going to say, what's not to love about the word? There's two words, Jelly Roll.
He's put them together, though, and they're just delicious.
But
jelly
rolls
are delicious.
I don't care if it's one roll. One word or two words, jelly rolls are yummy.
They are yummy.
I never thought about it being someone's name, and I tried to associate it because it's like, I love jelly rolls.
Who would
say that?
But I get it. Today's world is like everybody's...
People say whatever they want to. And there's stupid, mean people out there.
Yeah.
Who don't give a crap about anybody else except for themselves.
Well, all's well that ends well. Let's have a jelly roll.
He has the last laugh.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
He always does. Hey, I got to say our apologies to Halle Berry today because we didn't have anything witty to say. Except Halle Berry.
Sometimes you don't have things. Sometimes you used to apologize to her.
I just did. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.